colonialism. I'm just putting fragments here. While reading Africa and Europe and the developed Africa, it's talking about education and it's quite clear we always learned about African people as underdeveloped, undereducated, right? They were not as smart as we are. Or maybe some people still think like that. I don't know. But you know, there is a reason for that. First of all, I don't think that people with brown skin coming from Africa are in general less intelligent than the white people, or what do you say, white people, about that? Rather, since Africa was basically overtaken by and controlled by white people, and still is to a large extent, financially, and the people of Africa were taken as slaves, whether shipped to other continents or put to work in mine fields and farming industries. They were then almost exclusively engaged on the lower levels of going down into the farms and picking up the ore, or being out there doing the manual labor on the fields. And then, yes, the whiteys, they often pride themselves, and that this is what I learned in school, how we started building schools in Africa to educate those poor peasants. The thing is that when you read this book, it gets clear that in those schools, African kids, non-white kids, were not provided with more than very basic education. Why? Because they were not needed to do anything else. The whiteys probably considered it a waste to educate them further than what they were useful for. Even the middleman positions of dealing, you know, with distribution and the whatever of the products that were being produced in Africa, and the the shipping and dealing to with selling and buying from other countries and so on, were largely done by Indians, and of course Europeans. So what we have seen there, we didn't see that because we never learned about it, is not a systematic education of Africans, but a systematic lack of education. They never learned about technology, about science, and there were practically no African people who even got a chance to go to the university level. Very, very, very few. And if someone would say, well, that's because they are so stupid, they cannot make it to the university. Well, then let's look at America, where the universities, once they allowed it, are filled with Afro-American youngsters, youth. Some of whom proved to be the smartest or very smart. So, yeah, time to reevaluate history.